Dave, am I below you, or are you below me on your screen?
Whoa. What you guys do in your private life is your own business.
I'm poking you in the head. I'm poking you in the head, Dave. Bonk.
See, I'm mine. You're below me.
So I'm doing nothing.
On mine, it looks like you're pleasing yourself.
Here.
Back to the bins.
This is the Bill Show, right?
It's the Bill Show. What a... It's the Bill Show.
It's on the road with Dr. Bill.
Dum, 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 dum.
Get out of the road, dumbass, with Dr. Bill.
I have notes. Oh, all you see is a white blob sheet of paper, but there are notes there. I documented each day with a rough outline of what happened each day. Not like I woke up, we packed a car.
That might be even better.
What are we calling this?
On the road with Dr. Bill. You saw the picture, didn't you?
Get out of the damn road with Dr. Bill.
which one is Bill?
That's a good question.
The one with the full beard.
The pictures really go well together.
Yeah, they do. Well, that was my whole point of posing like that.
I know it was, but you did a very good job.
From memory. Okay, so this is going to be Dr. Bill's Big Adventure, you know, subtitled, you know, Dr. Bill on the Road.
Call it whatever you like, Dr. Bill.
Whatever. Let's just get started.
It's real life with Dr. Bill Robinson for a whole episode.
That's right. You got to keep playing the music through the whole thing. No, just kidding. That'll get old after a while. All right. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Back to the Bins. It's a special, special, specially delicious episode to where I get to regale you with my massive summer vacation that I took because I haven't taken a vacation in a long time. I don't think I've ever taken a vacation from work this long. It was almost like being a kid and having the summer vacation. I only worked because I had COVID 3 days in June. I only worked four. Nobody can see the fingers I'm holding up except you guys. I only worked 4 days in the month of June. Not that I was happy that I went to work one day, lost my voice, went home, took a COVID test, found out I had COVID, then I had to take 3 days off, and I came back on Friday and worked the last day of the month. But on a side note, one of the other guys at work took a bottle of Evian water and ran a COVID test through it, and his water had COVID. So go figure anymore with trying to take a COVID test. So my wife, Scott, you're muted. That's probably a good thing.
I think that's on purpose.
My wife has been on me for years.
Oh,
insert joke.
Got some video of that?
No.
No, thank you.
On me to take a vacation. She's never been, you know, I only go up to New York to see my family. We've been to Ohio. I haven't been anywhere else. And I'm like, yeah, I've driven across the country. I've seen the world, blah, blah, blah. You never take me anywhere. So finally I broke down. Actually, one of my good friends who I've known for a long, long, long time, and I've known his wife even longer from high school.
He
was recovering from bladder cancer, and he has a good prognosis on it. But he lives in Puyallup, Washington, which is right next to Seattle. So we decided, I was like, well, let's go out there. Let's go visit him, spend some time. We'll see the sights in Seattle. But then we were like, well, okay, let's look at tickets. It's going to be like $500-$600 a person. I was like, you know what? For that much, we could just drive. So we decided to drive out there. This is kind of like a quick little breakdown of the things I saw and what we did and how I constantly tried to like work in geekdom things into it, much to my wife's chagrin.
So maybe the proper title to this should be How I Spent My Summer Vacation by Dr. Bill Robinson.
How I spent first, I woke up, I went down to the store, I looked for a job. I did not find one. Some people will get that. Class.
Was it Sister Mary Elephant?
Elephantis.
Elephantis, and it was Officer Stadenko. Thank you. Wednesday, June 5th. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and ended up in Arkansas. And we ended up stopping at Fort Smith for the night, which is like just across the line in Arkansas. Next day, a trucker gave my wife and son a toot with his horn. Whoa! Oh. For the packing job that they did.
Oh!
So we took a picture of how, because it was such a tight squeeze, because there was four.
Oh.
Was me and my wife, my son, and my daughter Katie. Sarah didn't come with us because we can't fit five people in a Santa Fe Hyundai. So we packed our food, we packed drinks, we sort of tried to save some money on the trip. So the trucker gave my wife and son a toot for the magnificent packing job. Yep, he did a in Oklahoma, we picked up what we like to affectionately call Flat Sarah. Sarah's the other daughter that didn't go. So my daughter Katie called ahead or did a, you know, one of them things online. I don't know. Sent a picture off to an upcoming Office Depot somewhere in Oklahoma. And we made a side trip, pulled in, got a laminated picture. So in all the pictures everywhere we went, we have Flat Sarah. She's standing there with a drink in her hand, and she looks like she's a little buzzed, so she's like, hey everybody, how's it going? So Flat Sarah was the hit, and whenever somebody saw her, they were like, oh my god, that's so cool, that's neat. So if they're from Oklahoma, we went to a place where I have a great shame, and that is Amarillo, Texas, at the Big Texan Inn, where when I was a Ute, I was unable to eat that 72-ounce steak and salad and roll and baked potato in 1 hour because my stupid aunt made me get it cooked at medium well. Who the hell eats four to half? It was like eating a pot roast. If it had been rare, I could have finished that thing. But I didn't take on the challenge again because I didn't want to eat 4.5 pounds of meat and be in a car for the rest of the day. So that probably would not have gone well. There's a couple little and at some point I'll get these pictures up and running. You guys can see them. There was some like Techzilla. They had a big giant Godzilla thing outside the place. Stuffed, you know, animal heads, buffalo, deer, cows, you know. I don't know if it was anything that we were eating. So I got some knickknacks and stuff. We moved on out, because we had already been to Oklahoma, Texas, and then we got into New Mexico, which I had decided New Mexico, every time I go through that state, something weird happens or something bad happens. And it was par for the course again. This was my third trip through the state. The first time my aunt's car, we got some bad gas. This was like in 1980 something when she took me on a trip out west, and she got some bad diesel. We ended up having to spend the night in Albuquerque because the fuel lines, we were going 20 miles per hour up the hills in the mountains, and then like, you know, 40 on the downslopes. And it was, so that happened on my way out of going that way. Let's see how it went. Get a speeding ticket going through there when I was traveling from California to my duty station. Duty. When I was in the Navy. And that was in Tumcumcari County, New Mexico. And it was the epitome of the state trooper with the mirrored glasses and the big round hat. And, you know, do you know how fast you were going, son? No, sir. I'm sure you're about to tell me. So yeah, that was back in the day, and that wasn't expensive as a ticket would be now. But anyway, so this time we ended up seeing a Ben's back there in the back. Say hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hey. Ben was driving the car, and this is where we discovered I have a superpower, right, Ben? You want to expound on this?
That you can manifest just about anything in the happening?
Yes. Because this car passes us, and this woman, she's swerving. She's holding her phone up while she's driving. And I was like, Ben, back off. Let her. I would rather her in front of us because she's going to get involved in an accident. What? 10 minutes later, you're like, car, truck, dirt, car. And we have this on dash cam. And there was like a truck blew a tire, hit another truck or caused another truck to swerve. She overcorrected. She spun around on the side of the road. We caught it all in the dash cam. And then we had to get the police had to get our info. But later, so yeah. Oh, much drama ensued. But we didn't get involved in the accident. But it seemed like every time we turned around on the trip, I would say something, and then it would happen. Good and bad.
This is the worst of the rain.
Oh, yeah.
This would be the worst part of your drive.
It can't get any worse than this. It can. So when we went through Albuquerque this time, I of course had the what's the obligatory thing to do when you drive through Albuquerque? Anybody know? Anyway?
Make a left?
No. good one. No! You play Weird Al's song Albuquerque. Nobody familiar with that? Oh my god, it's a long song and it is very chaotic and hard to listen to. But it's great when you're driving on the road because it's like, oh yeah. So anybody out there, go listen to Albuquerque.
What is it a parody of?
It's not. It's one of his original songs.
Oh.
Yeah. So after that we stopped in Holbrook, Arizona. Alright, next day. We noticed next morning that the town we were in seemed quite familiar. Turns out we were back
in Florida.
What the hell? Well, this town along with so I get out and I'm looking around in this place and I'm just like, you know, I just feel like I've seen this before. Well, this along with another town we went through called Peach Springs was the inspiration for Cars. Yeah, so I'm just like, and because we looked it up, it's like, oh yeah, all right.
So it's like Radiator Springs then.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this was along Route 66 too.
Right, okay.
So did you get your kicks? Yes, we did. So from
there's no people that live there. It's just cars.
It's just cars. That was the weirdest thing. There was a car behind the desk, you know, hey, I just want a room, man. Come on. This is when we started to hit some sites. We went to the Petrified Forest and the Painted Desert. I got a picture. I'll try to find it. I took one from like, I was way off in the distance walking on the road and I yelled at my daughter. I'm like, take a picture. And I'm going to caption it once I find the right picture. And, you know, I'm going to say something like been through the desert on a bill with no name. it was 107 degrees out there that day. It was hot.
Oh.
Africa hot. Don't think I could take that heat. But drank a lot of water. Not Mountain Dew. So we went there, drove all – because you can drive through one side of the park and then go down and come out the other side. You don't have to, like, go in and completely come back the way you went. And it was pretty cool. I mean, I would highly recommend you know, if you get a chance to take a trip around the country, because this all in all was like a 6,000 mile trip, you know, a great big circle around the country. So on our way back, we were going to stay in Williams, Arizona, but we passed Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow.
Was it such a fine sight to see?
Winslow soon.
What? Winslow?
You never seen Starman with Jeff Bridges?
Oh,
I'm thinking of the Eagles.
Me too.
Exactly. The girl, my lord, with in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at Bill.
So we were looking we just wanted a place to eat. So I was like, so I went in and got some food. And before I went in, I said, yeah, I want to just find some random corner and I'll stand there and we'll take a picture. And I'll say I was standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
They actually have a statue of Glenn yep. Frey on a corner in Winslow, Arizona.
I have a picture, and there's one of Glenn Frey, and it's one of the other Eagles.
Would have to probably be Don Henley, I would imagine.
It's either Don Henley or Joe Walsh. But I got a picture next to both of them. The entire four corners in this like downtown area, it's nothing but an entire cottage industry. It was established, of all dates, September 11th, 1999, not 2001. But that was when they established it, and I got all kinds of pictures of that. And there is a flatbed Ford on the corner, and I had my wife stand in front of it so we could have a picture of her looking at me.
Now, is that where the crater is and all that?
That is not that far away is that crater. I've seen that while flying over in a plane, but they wanted like $30 to go to the crater. And one other side note, being a veteran, I was able to get a lifetime free pass to all the national parks. So
that's cool.
So Scott, you can do that too.
Yeah. I'd like
you other guys, you screw. but if you take me, I could get you in for free.
What are you Funny. Doing this weekend, Bill?
We got to take Bill. Why? It gets us in for free.
Could we bring a cardboard flat version of you?
A flat with bill. That... So,
you should have gone to the crater. You should have gone there and told them that
you needed money.
You needed to borrow the meteor to save the world, yes! to save your planet, just to see what they would say.
Look, there was a lot of side trips we made. There was some we couldn't because it wasn't we were on a tight schedule. Kind of.
I would like to know their reaction if you had gone there and said that you were on this planet, you were a golden age superhero published in comic books back in the 30s and 40s, and you're here because you need to save your world because you need their giant meteor from Meteor Crater, and just see what they would say. They'd probably call the paddy wagon.
Probably.
Know, the and white coats for you, but I'd just be curious what they would say, because that was my biggest hang up with that issue.
Then they would have room for Sarah in the car.
Good. Yeah.
Because Bill would be in a mental institution somewhere.
No, really.
Can I fit my chair on top of my Santa Fe?
So once we made it to Williams, Arizona, which is another town that was a Cars inspiration, and when we got there, this is Friday night, there was a car show, believe it or not, in downtown Williams. And I saw the darndest thing. I don't know if I sent you guys a ticket. Did I send a ticket? A picture of the fake cell tower that was disguised as a tree? I was like,
those at Disney.
Dude. See, because I saw another one in Las Vegas who was disguised as a palm tree. I was like, who are you fooling? So Saturday, we got up. We went to the Grand Canyon. We did the Grand Canyon South Rim, which is like another 20-some-odd miles going, getting off at different spots looking. This is where my wife yelled at me quite a lot because I was like, can I go out over there? No.
I'm sorry, but can you really pinpoint one place where your wife yelled at you?
Pretty much everywhere in the Grand Canyon.
That sounds right. I mean, you know, as best as I could tell, and, you know, I know you pretty well. As best as I could tell, let you free in the Grand Canyon. I'm thinking you're getting yelled at a lot, if anything. If they could put you on a leash of some sort, they would. But... probably would be afraid that you'd pull them down to the canyon with you.
Probably. Well, considering the last time I was at the Grand Canyon, they didn't have all this visitor stuff that I remember because I was about 12 or 13. And I went to the... Now, you got to remember, back then...
They had the Grand Canyon then?
Yes. Back then...
It was only 3 feet deep.
It was called the So-So Canyon.
Canyon. We didn't have cell phones that you had basically unlimited amounts of pictures you could take. So I went to the Grand Canyon and I took a picture of a squirrel.
Taking a picture of a squirrel.
Taking a picture of a squirrel.
But what was missing? The other squirrel.
The other squirrel.
You know what? All of a sudden I understand time travel.
So anyway, I did get some squirrel pictures and chipmunks. We saw some Chippendale chipmunks, but the Grand Canyon was beautiful. And my wife had never been, she'd never been west of, what was it, I-75. So this was all, oh.
Where is I-75? I don't know.
That basically goes from straight out of Florida all the way up to Ohio and Michigan. Like, basically up, basically she...
Okay, so she had mostly been just an East Coast person.
Yes, so this was all new to her. And I kind of laughed at her because when we got onto like a flat area, I think it was like in Oklahoma or one of the flatter states, she's like, what is that? I'm like, what are you talking about? What is that stuff out there in like in the grass? All those dark spots. So it's like, those are shadows of clouds. Because in Florida, we got, you know, there's not a lot of flat stuff that you can see. It's flat, but there's pretty much trees and buildings and everything. So when you see miles upon miles upon miles upon miles of like prairie and right. flat stuff and a cloud, there's spotty clouds and the sun's coming down, it creates these dark spots that move across. And she's like, I've never seen that before.
See, you missed your opportunity. You should have said those are portals.
I told her, I was like, well, that's where it got burnt. Why is it moving? I'm like, no, those are just shadows, honey.
It was a doorway.
It was a doorway to another dimension of sight and sound. So at the Grand Canyon, I did finally located a spot that was completely and wife approved to where so it was like a little pathway to where I could stand in and crouch down on my knees and pretend like I was clawing on rocks, like I fell off, like I was falling into the canyon. Ben's got a great side shot of it from a distance. And then, you know, they took a picture of me like I'm going, like I'm falling off the canyon.
You know, they've had a lot of people to actually stuff like that.
Well, it's probably good my wife was there because, man, there was people, they were, okay. The Grand Canyon is not idiot proof.
Sure.
Okay. Let's just make that perfect.
But were you testing that theory?
No, I was not, because even I am not. Okay, I was out there and I had good sneakers with a good grip on them. There's people out there with Crocs that they're basically stepping across a chasm that if they felt like, okay, yeah, it's like a one step. But they're in Crocs, dude, and they're stepping onto this man and woman stepped onto a stone that it was the only thing around them except for where they stepped over. You know, they stepped over one rock to another. No guardrail, no nothing, and they're out there in Crocs, and I'm just like, no, I'm not that brave. No. No, thanks. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
If you fall in, you're still going to have to pay the fee to get into the canyon.
Going to have the extraction fee. So after we came out of the Grand Canyon, Paul and Scott both know Altiful.
Yes, right? We do.
So Altiful,
did he go with you?
No, he did not.
Altiful is almost attached to Bill. It's like if they're more than 5 miles apart, they each start to weaken.
No. He was out there for a conference the following week, so he went out there early to see the sights, and he met up with me outside the Grand Canyon. So we went to a place called Bedrock City / Raptor Ranch. Bedrock City is exactly, it is a life-size village version of the Flintstones.
Is that where they made the movie?
No. It wasn't that that detailed. Although it was pretty detailed. I do have pics, and they will be forthcoming soon. But they have a big dinosaur slide, like when Fred clocks, you know, is at the end of the day, and I slid down a slide. I have the video. Of course, I didn't make it to the end. It's like,
did you yell yabba dabba doo?
I did at one point, yes. So
did you see the dinosaurs on Route 66? Like the one that in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the big dinosaurs.
They're
out there somewhere.
Well, we didn't go all of. I saw the. I don't know if it was the Cadillacs buried in the ground.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I saw some. I don't know if it was the actual one because I was. I like woke up and looked out a window. And went, oh my God, Cadillacs in the ground! And they're all like, "What the? Are you talking about?" So yeah. Oh, and it was also called Raptor Ranch because it was a Birds of Prey rescue. And randomly, well, not randomly, I guess since it's a Birds of Prey place, this guy comes out as we're getting ready to leave. And he's in his car, and he gets out, and he's got an owl on his arm. And I'm like, what?
Who?
The guy's name is Jeff Shellberg, and he's been like, I looked him up. He's got all these pictures of him with stars, with his owl and everything. And I was like, can I take a picture of the owl? He's like, well, that'd be like $25. And you'd have to sign an insurance waiver because I'm not going to cover you in case he bites your face off. I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Have a nice day, Jeff. You and your owl. So there was like all these random weird things that kept happening on the trip. And that was just par for the course. So we stopped in Kingman, Arizona. Next morning got up. This is on Sunday. We went to the Hoover Dam, which I did a video where I was acting like I was Superman. I was like, the dam's breaking. Took my sunglasses off like I was going to leap across and save the dam. Took a lot of pics out there. And so in the game Fallout New Vegas, Hoover Dam is a location.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been to Hoover Dam as a kid. So I did take some shots that are like very indicative of the game. Dave, have you played
Fallout New Vegas?
Oh, yes. Are you going to be in for a treat when I get to something that happens later? So we're driving.
Is that the same dam where they're keeping
Megatron? Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the same one in Superman the movie too.
Yeah.
We also saw the world's largest thermometer.
Is it a rectal thermometer?
My question exactly.
That's a pain in the ass.
All it was a pole with LED lights. I'm like, I want to see some mercury bubble in here. I don't want to see some fake ass. Oh, I was very disappointed with the world's largest thermometer. And
you
then
see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota?
No, we didn't.
What about
see that.
The House of Mud?
Nope. The House of Hairy Mud?
This is hardly a vacation at all.
Hardcore Fenton Mud.
So then we passed through the outskirts of Vegas. And we stopped at an In-N-Out Burger. First time I've been to In-N-Out Burger. It's all right. It's a burger place. That's where I saw the palm tree cell tower. I was also blinded by the Luxor Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a pyramid, and it was off in the distance, and I caught it at right the right angle. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't see. And then I saw the sphere off in the distance, you know, that new thing they got. That looked cool. Then, on our way going to the bottom of Vegas towards California, you know the town Prim in Fallout New Vegas?
Yes.
Do you know there's really a roller coaster there?
No, I didn't know.
Yes.
I guess it makes sense.
And there was the town of Good Springs. I'm like, these are all towns from Fallout New Vegas. They are real places. I did not know this. I looked at a YouTube video today that talked about real locations of Fallout New Vegas. You should look it up, Dave. I mean, I guess there's a festival they do in that they do in Good Springs for Fallout New Vegas. I think it takes place in November. But I was shocked. I was like, oh, yeah, I always thought that's a pretty cool idea. A roller coaster. Who would think of that next to a casino? Really is a roller coaster next to a casino.
Do they have the car from Bonnie and Clyde?
I think they do. I think on the I think it is actually in there on because I was skimming through the video and I, you know, that just blew my mind because I don't know why I didn't think it was real. It was real places because it would just be easy to just make stuff up.
Right.
So. Okay. Then we got into California and we got stuck like in the desert in the middle of the night with like they were doing construction. So we finally ended up like, I don't know, like 1 or 2 in the morning. We stopped at Livermore, California. So we had to get hotels, like we got the reservations in advance to make sure we had some place to stay. So now we're rolling into Monday. Paid a lot of money for gas in California.
What's it go for?
When we were out there, it was like 480 something. So I don't know what it is in New York.
Not that much.
It's like 365 for regular.
So I know Scott doesn't pay for this. When you guys go to Walmart or your regular grocery store?
We don't have Walmart.
You well, no, Walmart there is one. There is a Walmart grocery store on Long Island, but I don't
have to go to New Jersey.
But when you go, do you pay for your plastic bags?
Yeah, they do that here. I just bring bags in with me. I refuse to pay for plastic bags.
Well, not just that. I had to buy these like Magombo super tough bags. It was like, oh, they're reusable plastic ones, and like. On it says rewashable 125 times. I'm like, how am I going to keep track of that?
What happens on the 126th?
It just poof, it disappears. Whoa. Yeah. So, Cal paid a lot for gas, blah, blah, blah. So then we started the drive. We got off we scooted around San Francisco because I didn't want to go through San Francisco, traffic and crap. So then we're like in the Napa Valley and all that. Really beautiful. And we went up through US 101 and on side trips through the Avenue of the Giants, which is where the Redwoods were, with some of the pictures I sent you guys where I was doing my own Mountain Dew commercial.
Did you see any Ewoks?
Oh, well, didn't I send you the video of me and Ben pretending to be Ewoks? I think I did.
That's where they filmed some of Jedi, right? Yeah.
We went up to there was another spot up further north. That was where it was actually filmed, but it all looked the same to me. Big, gigantic trees, huge ferns that we could hide in. It was amazing, and it was so quiet. It was really beautiful. I was really geeking out. So then we made it. So this was my wife's directive. I will see a sunset on the Pacific Ocean. I was like, you could see a sunset right out our door. We're on the west coast of Florida. No. I want to see a sunset on the Pacific. So we had to race to get to Crescent City, which is where we were staying. We got there with like 25 minutes before the sun went down. So we went down, we got on the beach. I really had to pee. It was not like a beach like we have in Florida, like big open. This was like, we went down these rocks. There's all these people standing around, you know. Ben's walking around with his shoes off in the water, and I'm standing there having to pee like a racehorse.
You just whipped it right out and pissed in the Pacific, didn't you?
No, I went around some rocks when finally the people moved along, and I'm like, I can't wait. She's like, oh, I can't believe you. I was like, yeah, I pissed in one of the parks, too. Gotta leave
you're
my
why,
mark.
You're why we can't have nice things.
Oh, shut up. You're always arguing with Siri. You're the one that's going to kill us.
And then some guy came along and said, oh, you're here for the sunset? Oh, yeah, that'll be $25 a head.
Well, so the other thing, when you're in the parks, you can't take any wood, rocks, leaves, you know.
What?
You cannot take anything out of a national park.
Yeah, you take a leaf and they'll throw you in jail.
I don't know about a lead.
Make a federal case out of it?
Exactly. So we went to this beach. I did take some rocks because it was a public beach. I took a big rock, like, it looks like a Flintstones flattened, like, or like an ostrich egg, right? Like a geode, it's like a flat oval. It's now the doorstop in my office because my door won't stay all the way open. So it's awesome. Awesome for that. And, of course, when the people, they're like, did you take that from a – I'm like, yeah, I took it from a public beach where there was a, like 20, 30 other people digging in for shells and shit. So don't give me no hard – don't give me no hard time about a big, giant rock. It's not like I brought a boulder back, for Christ's sakes.
And then like Bill was extradited back to California.
Oh, sorry, you took a rock. It's actually a dinosaur egg. What?
He's doing hard time now. It would have been better he killed somebody.
So we got to watch sunset. We stayed overnight in Crescent City. Then the next day we got up in Crescent City. There was like a little – it's called a lighthouse. I call it a house on some rocks because I didn't see no tower. And some guy put a light on it. I mean, I guess it could be a lighthouse. We visited that, and then this is where we went to Redwoods, where Jedi was filmed. And then from there, we drove to Washington through Oregon up to Washington, and we finally made it to Puyallup to hang out with my buddy. Next day, Wednesday, we didn't do shit because we were exhausted. We were exhausted from driving for basically a week. You know, almost. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, we drove 7 days, so we were done. So Wednesday we went.
How many miles was that? 3,000?
Yeah, it was like 3,000. So I did.
When so we on, got to on the seventh off, day, you rested. I hear there's a precedent for that.
No, this was on the eighth day. On the eighth day, we rested. I wrote Walmart and chill. Also, very. It was. Oh, the temperature was so nice out there. But so we went across. It was during one of the heat bowls. And when we got to the Grand Canyon, it dropped to like 86 and about 17% humidity. And then we went up and it got cooler. And then we got up to Washington. It was like in the 60s. It was very nice. Very nice and comfortable. Thursday, we went to Mount Rainier where there was snow up there. We stopped at a small town called Elbe.
Did you see any spaceships?
In Mount Rainier? Mm-hmm. No. Why? Is there supposed to be a hollow Earth?
According to your program, that you have on the History Channel.
Oh. Oh, and Mount Rainier is where I posed for Bigfoot for the picture that's going up with this. And actually, my Father's Day picture that I posted laying on the rocks sleeping. So very beautiful up there. So we stopped at a small town, got some nice little knickknacks, and we went to a place called the Millhaus. Yeah, I did say that as German. Haus. It was a cider place. Good cider. That Friday, the 14th, went to the Seattle Pop Culture Museum, which was originally a music museum. They got a big Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana thing there. But then they had a ton. I got a lot of pictures that I can send you guys later. They have a sci-fi hall of fame. They had a sci-fi section, a fantasy section, all types of knickknacks and goodies. We went to we didn't go up in the Space Needle because really, what's the point? If it was a Space Needle in New York or like the Space Needle in Tampa, where I would know what I'm looking at. We found a hill at a park that's taller than the Space Needle because there's a lot of hills in Seattle. We went up there and we were above the Space Needle and took a picture there looking down on Seattle and the port and everything. And that was pretty cool. We went to, you guys ever heard of Pike's Market or like Pike's Place Market? That's where they throw the fish. See them throwing a fish? You seen where guys are throwing fish in the market?
Yeah.
That's where that was. There's also a place called the Gum Wall. I don't know. So there's an alley go down this alley. Each side of this alley, top to bottom, chewed gum for like about 50, maybe 25, 30 yards. Gross.
And this gum was put here in 1875.
You know, and like people are, I say people, you'll figure this out in a second. People are like getting real close to it, posing it, trying to pose with it, like sticking their tongue out. I'm not saying I did that because my wife yelled at me. She's like, don't you even go over there.
Turn this car right around.
So, but I did take some pictures of the gum wall, too. It's disgusting. Oh, so while we were doing this, oh, I also found myself a knife.
You call that a knife?
Thank you. Thank you. Because one of my goals was to find, I wanted to find a knife, a good utility knife, because I had one, but I broke one of the knives in it, and I've been looking at Leatherman's, and it's like, these prices are outrageous. That's too effing high for a knife. And so I finally found one at some little knife shop down in Pike's Place, and it was $40, and it was exactly what I was looking for, the whole thing.
That's
what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, exactly. And Ben, so Ben had been saying he wanted to meet his friend Vesh, who's a guy that he has been doing online gaming with for years.
Vesh, didn't he date Captain Picard?
No, that was Vash.
Oh.
So finally, so his friend lived 3 hours away, so he met us in Seattle. Ben went off with him, and then we caught up to them later. This guy's like 35, 40 years old. I was like, but he was a nice guy. It was all cool. But at first I'm like, and and Ben's like, yeah, this is my friend Vesh. And he's like, oh yeah, my name's Paul. So I was like, oh, I thought it was Vesh. That's his name in the game they play. And
you could have shot him to see if he was a bulletproof Vesh.
And then Paul or Vesh keeps saying the name Sam, and I'm like, who the fuck is Sam? That's Ben's name in the game. His name's Sam. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I'm all caught up now. Well, you know. So, oh, and then when we got home in the evening, I got to drive my friend's 1995 Corvette.
Ooh.
He's like, go ahead, speed up, give it some gas, it'll go, don't worry about it, it's fine. He only takes it out like on the weekends and stuff. Oh man, it's nice, it's in excellent condition, and man, it's got some awesome pickup too. Awesome. Okay, we're getting close to finishing up our time in Puyallup. We went to Snoqualmie Falls. That's where I sent you guys the picture saying of the waterfall, saying that Arnold was going to jump over the falls in a second. And then we had to hike 300 feet down and then 300 feet back up because we went down to the bottom of the falls too. That's when I was doing like, you know, Long Dog Daddy, get all I need. I'm going to have me some fun. And I shot the picture of the woods saying, you know, there's something out there. It ain't no man. And then after we got back from that, we went to the Puyallup Founder Festival. It was like a big crafts festival they had in downtown Puyallup. We got there right at the right time. There was all these weird things that were happening going on. Next day was Father's Day. We stayed an extra day. We were going to leave on Sunday to get back earlier. But we stayed for Father's Day. We had a cookout, and because not just was my friend Joe and his wife Anita and their kids out there, but my other friend from high school, Shannon, and her husband, Terry, they just moved out there too, and we used to have cookouts together. So I stayed. We had a Father's Day cookout. It was nice. Good time to relax. And Monday at 4:30 in the morning, hit the road to drive back. went through Washington, Idaho, Montana, through a mountain pass that had snow in it in June. Very strange. Saw some buffalo when we pulled over at a gas station. Went to, wait for it, Bozeman, Montana. And why would I go to Bozeman?
The USS Bozeman.
Well, not just that. That's where first contact took place. So, got a sign of the welcome to Bozeman. Let's see. And then we stayed the night in Billings, Montana. Now, next day, this is Tuesday, we went to the Little Bighorn battle site. We broke into the national park. I'm going to go to jail.
How did you break into the national
park? Well, they left the front gate open.
I hate when that happens.
So we drove in, we looked around, and we got nervous, and we was like, you know, it says the park opens in an hour. Let's just go out and get some gas. We blew like 20 minutes and came back. The gate was still open, and other people were driving through. It was like, oh, screw it. So we started to just drive through and stop at all the it was cold, man. It was like it was 47 degrees, and the wind was blowing. And this was in South Dakota. And, I mean, it was downright chilly, man. But so what do you guys know about the Battle of Little Bighorn?
I know we got our ass kicked.
I saw it in the movie. They died with their boots on.
Okay, so how's it pictured? Like a big flat open area?
More or less.
Yeah.
Wrong.
They lied, you're saying?
They lied.
Bastard, did we win for real?
We didn't win shit. Because when I got back home, I actually listened to Dave probably knows because he probably saw it in my library selection. The Battle of Little Bighorn or the Battle of Little Bighorn or how the world ended at the it was told from the Indian perspective of the battle and everything that had been going on. So I can easily see how 8,000 to 10,000 Indians, you would not know they were there. Because there's nothing but hills and small valleys and just I was amazed. And I guess a few years ago they had a brush fire that went through there and they were able to locate and recreate the battle based on where they found certain types of shell casings and stuff and such. And then so there's markers for where the Union soldiers fell, and then there's markers where Indians fell. And, of course, they make the markers red. Like, really? That's not a little on the nose. But anyway.
They're saying the Indians were Republicans?
Yeah. So that was really interesting experience to drive, because you could drive through the whole thing, then you drive, so it's private land and public land, so you drive through a point and then that's actually somebody's like pasture and there's cows walking across the road shitting all over the road. So I drive through cow shit, and then I got up to another fence and it was closed. Well, that's because we got in the park before it was open, so the ranger hadn't been out there to open that. So on this little narrow-ass road, I had to do like a 15-point turn in our Santa Fe to get my car.
I thought you were going to say two bears came out with hats
on. Hey!
Opened the gate for a picnic basket.
Hey, what are you doing? Smarter than the average picnic, than the average ranger?
The lazy-ass ranger, he don't get in till later.
So we turned around, and then a car comes towards me, and he's flashed his lights. It's the park ranger. Hey, how did you guys get in here? Gate was open? Okay, you're not in trouble. Just wondering. Yeah, sorry. And then he opened that gate. We went up. We finished the ride up to that, and then drove back out.
How many miles would you say the park is?
I would say it was about 3 or 4 miles on this track out to the end and then back. And then along the way on the side of the road, there's numbered plaques that you can stop and read. It explains what you're looking at and what took place. So it was very interesting. All right, how we doing on time? Okay, all right. So after the Little Big Horn, so this is where Ben started to get sick. No, this will come in, or you've actually heard this at the beginning of the story when I got COVID, because we think at this point Ben had COVID, and then he gave it to Katie, and then I and Jen got it later. But so we drove on to Crazy Horse, which is you guys know what Crazy Horse is, right?
Isn't that Chief Wild Eagle's second in command?
No, it's not Chief Wild Eagle. That's Crazy Cat.
That's Crazy Cat.
Oh.
Played by what? An Italian guy?
So was Wild Eagle.
Yeah, but so they've got like most of his face done, his finger and his fingernail and like a hole where it'll never be finished in my lifetime. But
is that the statue that's supposed to, it's like rivaling Mount Rushmore?
Oh, it's bigger than Mount Rushmore.
Right.
But he's like pointing off into the distance and he's on a horse, you know, like this. Ow, ow, my shoulder. Ow. He didn't say that. He's pointing off like this. So, and it was like the guy's workshop. We donated some money. I have a big ass rock I took. I paid for it. They encourage you to pay for it. That's where I sent you the pictures of like the 9/11 memorial they had there with like the two horses fighting and stuff. From there, we dropped Ben off at the hotel, which had to have been the nicest hotel on our trip, was that one we stayed in Hill City. It was like a Best Western. Nah, great. Loved it. So Ben was crashed. So we went up to Mount Rushmore in the evening. And I'll tell anybody now that goes to Mount Rushmore, when you leave Mount Rushmore, you'll understand this if you go. When you exit Mount Rushmore parking lot, you need to go to the right. And as you go right around the way you came up the mountain, there will be a turnoff to your left. You need to turn off into that parking lot and you look up, and there up above you is George Washington in profile. You can only see Washington. So you're looking at like basically from the extreme side of Mount Rushmore. And I was just amazed by that. Again, I'll put pictures up for all this stuff whenever this gets posted. But Mount Rushmore itself, I wanted to stay, but we were all exhausted. They didn't want to stay. I didn't want to go and come back. Because they have a lighting ceremony at night where they light it up. But I got to see the sunset over Mount Rushmore. So next morning we got up. We all went to Mount Rushmore because Ben had basically slept in the car most of the day and then slept at the hotel while we visited. We got some more good pics there. Then we went to the Badlands, which... I sent you the guys the video of me running around the rocks like Captain Kirk. Like I was kind of like doing the William Shatner little hop and skip. Then I was having Ben pretend to be a Gorn chasing me. Yeah, I was living the dream. I was just like, "Wee, I'm an idiot." Oh, and so there was on our way out of the Badlands. We cut through this like field with all these high grass and stuff, and I had my daughter take a picture of me running my hands through the grass like I was in Gladiator, the movie Gladiator, when he's going to the Elysian Fields or whatever, because that's what I was just picturing all these movies in my head. It was Bill's great movie vacation. So let's see. Then we stayed the night in Wall, South Dakota, and there's a place there called Wall Drugs. It's kind of like the south of the border is for North Carolina, South Carolina, but it's way better. It's much nicer stuff. It's not just junk. Well, it's junk, but they got some high priced junk too. But that was a nice little stop. Let's see. Oh man. Next day, this is now we're up to Thursday. Stopped in Sioux Falls, where there's a nice set of falls right in the middle of the city. It was raining when we were there, and later after we left, it flooded. Hey, we missed that. You guys remember a plane crash in Sioux City?
Yes.
I saw the memorial there. When was that? Was that like 92?
I know they made a movie about it, and Burt Lancaster played the pilot.
Oh, shit. Well, it had to
be. I'm pretty sure it was Burt Lancaster. Oh, jeez. Could have been Charlton Heston. It was either Burt Lancaster or Charlton Heston.
Well, we went to a park where this memorial was, and for some reason, this park was full of rabbits. They were running around everywhere, jumping all through everything. And we got some lot of cute pictures of the rabbits and some video.
Don't you like rabbits, Doc?
What for? You have powder puff tail like rabbit.
Actually, the one I'm thinking of is the one with the dog at the dog racetrack. And the dog is like snarling at him. And he's like, what's the matter, Doc? Don't you like rabbits?
I just saw one, I don't know where I saw it, but it was one I hadn't thought of for a long time. It's where the gorilla's on the other side of the cliff and there's a rope there and he's like, I dare you step across, I'll cut it. And he grabs the rope and just pulls the other cliff next to him. All right, so now we're down to Friday. Friday, we went to the St. Louis Arch. St. Louis Arch, beautiful. St. Louis, the city, not so much. Because we had to park like in the city and walk. And it was like, oh, man, there was a lot of construction. It was just nasty. But I took some nice shots because we walked in between two buildings. And I kept taking a picture like every like 10, 20 feet. So as my pictures progress, more and more of the arch is revealed. Like first it's like a quarter of it, then half of it, three quarters, and then the full arch as you walk around.
The thing in the Hulk battling on top of it? On top of it?
Oh, I got so – I don't know what's – so the visitor center is underneath the arch in the ground.
Like underground?
Underground, you buried it, yes. In the cold, cold ground?
Did you go buried. Up to the – ride the thing up to
no,
the top?
No, we didn't have time, the money. And for some reason, when I went underground, I don't know if it's the way it's designed. I usually don't get like – well, you would think you get vertigo when you go up in something. But I kept getting this weird pounding on my ears, and it was making me dizzy and nauseous, and it was happening to my daughter, too.
That was your wife.
Stop it. But then, like an idiot, I walked in there. I forgot I had my pocket knife on me, because you got to go through a metal detector to get down into the visitor center. I was like, oh, shit. But because it was a small enough blade, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're fine. So, yeah, so we got some nice pictures, and there's like a huge little museum down there. Really cool. From there, we took a side trip to Washington, Missouri, which is where my wife's family name, Iberius, there's some Iberiuses that founded the town like in 17-something. Yeah. So we went to the local museum, and there was pictures of her ancestors in the museum.
That's cool.
Did everybody look like your wife in the pictures?
No, not at all. But I did tell my wife, you belong in a museum. from there, we also made a side trip because Ben did a report on the Chahokee Indian Mounds, which were in Illinois. So we...
Enoch Chalk.
And this one... This was the piece de resistance. This was the best part that I didn't see coming and didn't even know about because I didn't remember where it was. And that's when I see a sign on the side of the road and it says 16 miles to the Love Shack. Oh, wait, no, sorry.
It says Bear left, so he went home.
So it says Metropolis, and I'm like,
oh,
Metropolis?
Metropolis?
I'm like, no, that can't be the Superman town, is it? And then there's like another one that comes up, home of the world's tallest Superman statue. I'm like, holy shit! I'm like, we got to stop at Metropolis. So we got off at the exit, and we go to the rest area, and there's a Superman cutout. And so I pose in front of the Superman cutout. And then we drive over to the town. And I got pictures all through the town, but everything was closed. But at least I got to go there, see everything, take some pictures, take some poses. It was real, I was giddy. I was like, you know, I was walking everywhere, and they were driving the car, and I'm like, oh, look at this. Take a picture of that. Look at that. Oh, my God. Look at this. Take a picture of me coming out of the phone booth. Oh, my God. I wish you guys could have been there. I wish we all could have been there. So, but and then we stopped for the night in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in the shittiest hotel on the entire trip. I get into the room, and I'm like, the towels aren't really folded. And I was like, this room hasn't been cleaned.
Who's been sleeping in my
bed?
They're still here.
I tell my wife, I'm like, the room wasn't clean. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, hold on. So I walk back, and I tell them, and they're like, oh. So they give us another room, and the next room is like been super over sanitized. So much so that my like eyes are, I think my eyes were gonna fucking melt out of my eyes when I walked in there. I'm like, it's so bad. 2 days later, because I took a CPAP machine with me. 2 days later, I was still smelling that hotel room through my CPAP machine. So bad, I was like, I got to change the filters, because it's like whatever was in that room is just permeated the filters, and it's burning my throat. It's horrible.
It's because there was a murder in that room before you got there.
So on the last day of our trip, we're in Tennessee. We went through Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. I finally got to go to a Buc-ee's. You guys been to Buc-ee's?
I have.
I have never been, but Teresa talks about them all the time from Alabama.
When we went to Alabama, we stopped at Buc-ee's.
Redneck Disneyland, yep.
God. Oh, my God. There was like, at the one we stopped at to get gas, we stopped at two of them because the first one was insane. It was like taking Walmart, shrinking it down to maybe a smaller size of a smaller grocery store. And then putting a Comic-Con in it.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Because there was lines for the bathroom. There was lines for the soda machines. And you know what they don't serve in the Buc-ee's in Georgia? Pepsi products. Couldn't get me a Mountain Dew. Couldn't get a Diet Mountain Dew. Good luck.
Oh, well, Georgia. They're the Coke people, right?
Oh, that would make sense.
It's probably against the law. It's like trucking Coors beer east of Texas.
That's one of the first things you learn when you move to Georgia is that you do not ask for Pepsi products.
Not if you want to leave.
Exactly.
So we went in. I grabbed some food. I didn't realize I grabbed a $13 sandwich. It's the three meat brisket, whatever. It was like turkey, beef, sausage, or something. I was all right, but it wasn't worth that much. Ben's like, oh, yeah, this says you got to get this. And then I got, like, the Buc-ee's chips, which are just French fries. They're gross.
Their food's not that good, but the thing that you do want to get there is their beef jerky, if you like beef jerky, because every...
Beef jerky.
Every flavor I've ever tried there, it's awesome. They've got, their stuff.
Well, there was too
really
many choices, good. And I couldn't make a decision, and I was just like,
They're like spotless. They keep on top of it. You know, they're really good. The only thing is, the one we always stop at when we're coming and going from Georgia, you know, visiting family and what, I think they have baffles in the ceiling because you cannot sit in that in the toilet and play on your phone at all. You get like zero bars. There's like zero anything in there, and I think they do it on purpose. To,
I thought you.
I can't blame them for that. I think they're doing the world a favor.
Call me. There he goes.
Oh, there he goes, Paul. You look like you had a stroke. You were frozen.
Well, you know, while I was frozen. On my end, you guys were frozen, and what Dave was doing with his hand did not look exactly like something I wanted to see.
So the last day we... So, because I stayed an extra day in Seattle, in Pool Yalop, I couldn't visit my friend Harold that I used to work with who lives in Warm Springs, because we were going to stop there, but as it turns out, I... was coming down with COVID, so it's a good thing we didn't go because he's like in his 60s, and I'm glad we didn't like bring some sickness. Yeah, did. Sorry, Paul. He's like 62.
God, it's much older than me. 62 is much older than me.
So, and then we got home just before midnight on. So we left on the 5th and got back the 22nd.
They did it all in one day.
Yeah, it's like I got an oil change when I got to Washington. I got back here. I got to get another oil change.
Wow. Got to get a new car.
That's how many miles. Yeah. Well, we took my wife's, well, new to us with 40,000 miles. Now it's got almost close to 50 because of the trip. But you know what? I had a good time. So I did get some comic books while I was out there. Just a couple because, you know, tight space in the car. But I picked up a couple Justice League, Doctor Strange, and Adventure Comics.
You find the right comics, you could leave Ben in Seattle.
Stay here. I'll send for you.
Stay with Vosh.
Yeah, go with Vosh. The only thing that I allowed myself to buy, I bought a couple T-shirts. Scott saw the one when we... We're at the comic store the other day, the one with Bigfoot, but it's the Scream, but it's Bigfoot kind of turned to the side. I got a couple others, like a Star Wars. It's not Star Wars, but it's done in the font, and it says it's come to the park side, and it's got a Ranger hat on it, but it's done in the Star Wars font. There was one, I think I don't know if I think I told you guys about this. I wanted it so bad, and I got to see if I can find it online. It was Bigfoot, but it was done in the Obama Hope style poster. And instead of Hope, it says Hide. And I was, but it didn't have it in my size. So I was so mad. But what I broke down and decided, I bought enamel pins from like every place that we stopped that sold them. So I got a shit ton of on my cork board at work. I've got all the parks we went to. I got Space Needle. I got a Bucky's pin. I bought a jackalope pin and wall. I got a jackalope hat. It's a, you know what a jackalope is, right? No?
I do not. Stupid.
A jackalope is it's a cryptid. It's an imaginary animal. It's a rabbit. It's a jackrabbit with antlers. Like an antelope. It's a jackrabbit and an antelope. It's called a jackalope. So I have a jackalope hat with antlers, bunny ears, and a tail on the back of the hat. But I got a bunch of pins from every Mount Rushmore, Hoover Dam, a ton of them, and a ton of pictures and a lot of good memories. So that was my trip.
That's what I did on my summer vacation.
Well, that sounds like it was a blast.
Hopefully I didn't bore the audience.
If you did, they probably shut it off by now.
Probably. What was what again?
What was that middle part again?
Good night, Scott. Tell us about the whole trip again, because I kind of fell asleep there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Real Life with Dr. Bill Robinson.
Thank you so much for listening to our show, and we hope you'll continue to join us each and every week for more good old-fashioned comic book back issue awesomeness. You can contact Back to the Bins to leave feedback, comments, questions, suggestions, and criticisms via email at bins@twotruefreaks.com or by joining the Back to the Bins group on Facebook. Back to the Bins is a proud affiliate of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network, which you may find at www.twotruefreaks.com. Two True Freaks is a registered trademark of DiManzo Corp of Milan, Italy. All rights reserved. Please take a moment to stop by the twotruefreaks.com site and check out their many other fine podcasts, won't you? Thanks, and we'll see you next week.